The capital city finally has a new senator. Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell administered the oath of office to Dennis Egan last night after the Senate had adjourned the regular session for the year. Juneau was without representation in the state Senate for 49 days. Kim Elton resigned his seat March 2nd to take a job with the Obama administration. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander has this update.
Rumors were rampant in the state capitol yesterday that Governor Palin would appoint Dennis Egan, considered a peace candidate. Mayor Bruce Botello last week suggested Egan as a compromise after Palin made it clear she would not appoint any of the nominees proposed by local party members. Senate Democrats had rejected all her appointments, but Palin continued to back her first choice, Tim Grusendorf, until sometime yesterday. Senator Johnny Ellis said the logjam finally broke when Egan's name was formally submitted to the governor.
The Juneau Democrats expanded their list to include Dennis Egan. They informed the governor of that decision this afternoon. The governor appointed Dennis Egan. The Senate Democrats considered his appointment, and there was unanimous support for Dennis Egan. So it's all worked out amazingly well.
About 6:30 p.m., the governor's office hastily called a news conference outside the Capitol building.
I'm very pleased to announce that Mayor Dennis Egan will be Juneau's next senator, and very pleased with our Senate Democrats and administration working together on this. You saw some sausage-making process, if you will, to get us to this point, but I'm very happy with this election and with their acceptance of Dennis Egan.
Juneau Democratic Party members recommended in early March that Palin appoint Representative Beth Curtula. But it was clear then the governor would not appoint Curtula. Palin started her own solicitation process and continued to ignore other local nominees made by Juneau Democrats. Yesterday, she blamed the delay in seating a senator on the public process.
It took a while, but I'm just thankful that we are where we are today with a very good senator that will do a great job representing the diversity of the Juneau population.
As Egan was being escorted into Senate chambers, Governor Palin came into the Senate gallery to watch. A few minutes later, he took and signed the oath of office in the governor's conference room. Egan thanked the governor and Senate Democrats for finally agreeing on a senator for Juneau.
30,000 people in this community were without representation for most of the legislative session. I was concerned about that, and I do personally want to thank Mayor Botello for proposing my name is a compromise candidate.
Representatives Beth Curtula and Kathy Munoz say it's a relief to have a senator again in Juneau's delegation. Egan is the son of Alaska's first governor, a former mayor of Juneau, and a longtime Alaska broadcaster. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.